Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some songs about some kings and by some kings. We'll celebrate the birthdays of John Klenner and Sterling Bowes and have our own Oscar party. A few weeks ago, we had the great pleasure of attending a concert by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra and used the tunes they played at their show as the basis for the playlist on this show. Well, last week we attended a great concert by another of our favorite groups, the King's Singers. This concert was held in the Memorial Chapel at the University of Redlands, and even without being mic'd, the six of them filled the 1,343-seat venue, which itself was filled, with songs from their unimaginably diverse repertoire. You can find out more about the group at their website, kingssingers.com. Now, they have put out a CD titled The Great American Songbook, but rather than play recordings of songs from that CD, I'm going to take this opportunity to play some rapidly rotating records about some kings, beginning with the Rhythm King.
Listen to him play that thing. Oh, he's some sensation. Listen to the saxophone playing on a minor tone. Oh, wah-wah-diddy-wah-wah, sweet syncopation. He makes you rock like a cherry. He's up the air. It's just like wine. Quiver and shake, he takes a break. Wrinkles up your spine. Pretty music so intense. All your feelings in suspense. Oh, Lord, 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 listen to the Rhythm King. Go put your best clothes on, time we were out and gone. Got to show you that uptown cabaret. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, they got a band that has a master of blues and jazz. Got to be there when they start to play. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Thank you. King 10,000 years ago, who ruled his land with an iron hand, this royal so-and-so. He loved to chase the bounding stag within the royal wood. He was also fond of Applejack, and the ladies did him good. A neighboring queen was a gay Colleen, oh, a gay Colleen was she. She loved to play in the kittenish way with the king across the sea. So she sent a special message by a royal messenger to ask the king to come and spend a week or two with her. King Borneo Old had a rival bold whose name was King Kachu. He swore he'd stop this wedding cause he craved the lady too. So he sent the Duke of Durham to steal the queen away and foil the king with a diamond ring all on a summer's day. When the news of this foul deed was heard within old Borneo's home, the king, he swore by the shirt he wore, he'd have his rival's dome. So he sent the Count of Asthma, who was sneezing very bad, to go and pay the king a call and give him what he had. Heard him cough and sneeze, she decided that old King Kachu was a royal hunk of cheese. So she hurried back to Borneo and gave the king her hand, and the strains of Hiawatha were played by the royal band. All his subjects wished him well. The dancers danced and the horses pranced. Oh, mister, it was swell. Old King Kachu in his bungalow, he heard the strains of jazz. The royal pair passed by him there and gave him the royal res.
We haven't heard from Frank Crimmett in quite a while, but there he was with one of his many thoroughly nonsensical compositions, The King of Borneo, on January 25, 1929. Just in case you ever find yourself a contestant on Jeopardy, just remember that Borneo is the third largest island in the world, behind Greenland and New Guinea, that it is divided among three countries, Malaysia, Brunei, and Indonesia, and the demonym for residents of Borneo is Bornean or Bornese. Before Frank Crummett, we heard Louis Armstrong with King of the Zulus, recorded in Chicago on June 23, 1926. The man with the heavy Jamaican accent interrupting the recording session to demand a plate of chitlins in the vocal interlude was Clarence Babcock, who was a Chicago vaudeville personality. King of the Zulus is credited to Armstrong's wife, Lil Hardin, and refers to the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, the beginnings of which go back to 1909 in New Orleans. We started off the show with a little more mainstream song, Rhythm King. That was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, with a vocal by Ben and the Speed Boys on September 25, 1928. Rhythm King was written by Joe Trent and Joe Hoover. Joe Hoover is also credited with From 1 Till 2, I Always Dream of You, and Joe Hoover's Mississippi Flood Song. But there was no such person as Joe Hoover. It's actually an alias used by J. Russell Robinson to allow him to write, but not be associated, with songs considered scandalous, such as Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker and John Dillinger. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 24th, marked the birth in 1899 in Germany of composer, pianist, and arranger John Klenner, and this is his first time getting his very own segment on the show. I have very little information about him, but he was trained in piano and composition, and in addition to classical works, he also wrote the music and/or lyrics to dozens of popular songs. Klenner's song Smoke Dreams was introduced on the Chesterfield Supper Club radio program by Joe Stafford, who also recorded it for Capitol. Nat Schulkert wrote the music to Down the River of Golden Dreams with lyrics by Klenner. John Klenner died August 13, 1955. He's probably best known for his 1931 song Just Friends, written with Sam M. Lewis, but his other compositions include Heartaches, Round the Bend of the Road, and these.
Thank you. still daring to hope that maybe you are caring too. The sound of that same old love so divine fills my poor heart, and though you're not mine, I'm still caring, I'm still wearing my heart away for you.
Lovers no more, just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending. It isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Thank you.
Perhaps John Klenner's most famous composition, Just Friends, performed there by Ben Sullivan and his orchestra on a Columbia recording made February 11, 1932. He's not credited on the label, but Dick Robertson sang the Sam M. Lewis lyrics. Before that, it was Harry Reaser's Rounders with I'm Still Caring from an Edison Lateral recording made June 28, 1929. You probably recognize the vocalist there as Tom Stax. Rudy Valley shares songwriting credit with Klenner on this one, and Rudy is pictured on the sheet music and declares I'm Still Caring to be his favorite song. Before that, it was a lovely piano solo by Muriel Pollack of the Alfred Bryan-John Klenner collaboration Japanzy. That's also an Edison recording made March 7, 1928. We started off our tribute to John Klenner with Burt Lown and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra and Cryin' Myself to Sleep. The vocal on that November 24, 1930 Victor recording was by the Biltmore Trio, which consisted of Elmer Feldkamp, Paul Mason, and Max Seppos, all members of the band. Violinist Max Seppos started out on Tin Pan Alley, but he is also heard on guitarist Wes Montgomery's 1967 album A Day in the Life. I have that LP, which has a close-up photograph of cigarette butts on the cover, and I'm going to have to dig that out and listen to it again.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
As I mentioned, I recently had the pleasure of attending a concert by the male a cappella sextet, The King's Singers. And in the first segment of the show, we heard some Rapidly Rotating Records about some Kings. Well, for this segment of the show, we're going to hear some Rapidly Rotating Records by some Kings, beginning with the Seattle Harmony Kings.
Thank you.
Lots of groups billed themselves as the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, but this Louisiana Rhythm Kings was the Coon Sanders Orchestra on Vocalion with Skinner's Sock, recorded August 13, 1928. It was written by Frank C. Skinner, who would go on to write film scores for Universal. Before that, it was mostly members of Earl Hines' orchestra, including director Omer Simeon on clarinet and alto sax, billed as the Dixie Rhythm Kings with Easy Rider, also known as I Wonder Where My Easy Rider's Gone, from September 23, 1929. That was written by Shelton Brooks. We started off with the Seattle Harmony Kings, directed by clarinetist Artie Neibauer, who were breezing along with the breeze on August 2, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, February 23rd, marked the birth in 1906 in Florence, Alabama, of trumpeter and cornetist Sterling Bowes. Part of his youth was spent in New Orleans, where he was exposed to the city's jazz sounds. In 1923, he went to St. Louis, where he worked with the Crescent City Jazzers and the Arcadian Serenaders, with whom he made his first recordings in late 1924. From St. Louis, Bowes made his way to Detroit, where he joined the Gene Goldkett Band in late 1927. After leaving Goldkett, he spent several years as part of the house band at Chicago's WGN before joining Ben Pollock's band. Sterling was with Pollock until May of 1933, and in the spring of 1934, he became part of Joe Hames' band. When Tommy Dorsey took over leadership of the Hames outfit in September of 1935, Bowes stayed on until early 1936, after which he had stints with Ray Noble's American band, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Bob Crosby, Bob Zirke, and Horace Height. Sterling Bowes moved to Florida in 1948, where he formed bands of his own. Ill health throughout much of the 1950s led to him taking his own life in June of 1958 in St. Petersburg. Although he never recorded under his own name, he was heard on records as part of many groups in the late 20s and throughout the 1930s, and here are some of them. Thank you.
still. Wedding Sunday, honeymoon's Monday. Yes, I'll be last worthwhile. Look up with a great big smile. My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
Ben Pollack and his orchestra with Hilton Lamar, better known as Nappy Lamar, taking the vocal honors on Two Tickets to Georgia. On trumpets, Charlie Spivak and Sterling Bowes. Before that, you heard Sterling Bowes as a member of Gene Goldkett's band on November 23, 1928, with My Blackbirds or Bluebirds Now. The vocalist was Van Fleming, and My Blackbirds or Bluebirds Now was written by Irving Caesar and Cliff Friend. We started off our tribute to Sterling Bowes with Bozo, as he was apparently called, by himself on cornet with the original Crescent City Jazzers, on Sensation Rag, recorded in New Orleans on March 17, 1924. As you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, there's another show taking place in Hollywood tonight, and that's a little something called the Academy Awards, or the Oscars. Well, we're going to have our own Oscar presentations in this final segment of the show. And to start off, I present to you Oscar Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra.
yellow moon is just a big balloon and not that yellow moon above. Could be your angel face is something hot as space and not that angel face I love. Could be this heart of mine is just a valentine and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Could be that yellow moon is just a big and dandy balloon, and not that yellow moon above. La 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 la. Could be that angel face. It's something out of space, something out of space, and not the angel face I love. Dun da 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 da. Could be this heart of mine is just a valentine, babe. Could be it's a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Thank you.
We started off our own Oscar party with Oscar Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra with a Celestine composition, It's Jam Up, from a Columbia 78 made October 25th, 1927. Next, it was the British band of Oscar Rabin in 1939 with Could Be, written by Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer. The vocalist was Beryl Davis and an unidentified trio. We finished up our Oscar party with the Columbia house band The Columbians with C'est Vous, written by Abner Greenberg, Harry Richman, and Abner Silver, and recorded October 10, 1927. So what's the Oscar connection there? Well, the vocalist was Oscar Grogan. Oscar Grogan is heard on dozens of Columbia records between 1927 and 31 under his own name, and he made several sides with Snooks Friedman for Victor. Oscar Grogan appears with the dancers Polly and Peggy Page in the April 1930 Vitaphone short Footnotes, where he sings Only the Girl and Hello Baby. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.